Rick, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Very good.
Instead of where's Waldo, I always like to know where Rick is having his coffee at. Where are you in Grand Ledge this morning?
Well, I'm headed over to Mason to do a school forum.
All right. Well, just so you know, the family and I on Sunday had breakfast at Sophia's, and we were not let down. We had an awesome, awesome meal.
That is an excellent place in Grand Ledge.
Well, I got quite a few things to talk to you about, so let me get right at it. First of all, I wanted to get your reaction to a judge's ruling that, in essence, will give the 3% raise back to more than 15,000 state workers. I wanted to get your reaction to that and find out if that stands, what happens to the state's budget?
Well, that makes a $45 million hole in the state budget. It has to be filled. We don't print money like the federal government. We have to have a balanced budget. So that'll mean a lot of layoffs, programs will be cut. The money isn't there.
Is this something you expected?
I was surprised with the ruling, but I can understand the manager's frustration. But I think every state employee is going to have to realize over the next year we're facing a $1.6 billion problem. Now, why is that? It's because there's been a lot of one-time fixes. There's been a lot of accounting gimmicks for many years. Those have run out, and now it's time to balance the budget. The federal money is dried up for next year. So the next governor, whoever that governor is going to face a massive problem. So it's going to take everybody giving back to the system. We're not going to have big increases anymore.
Rick, when we get to UAW spokesperson Ray Holman on this program, he constantly reiterates the fact that state workers are the scapegoats for balancing the budget or for finding easy places to get money. Now, granted, he admitted that they do have, or they did at one time have, a very nice health package, but he thinks over the years that they get picked on more so than other entities and other pork items, if you will, that are in the state's budget.
Well, I think what everybody has to realize is going to be a real shift in paradigm here next year. You know, it's either going to take massive tax increases, and that's just not going to happen, or it's going to take everybody giving back. They cannot have a raise every year. I should tell you that every state representative and senator will have their pay cut 10% next year. There will be no more health benefits in retirement as of next year for representatives and senators. Everyone will pay more into their current health plan. Staff is being cut, and everybody will have a 401k. There are no more big retirements for state legislators. So, you know, everybody is going to take the cut.
Representative Jones, we had Mark Meadows on the program yesterday, and I asked him why an 8-page bill that would allow Sunday liquor sales and that was passed in the House of Representatives has turned into a 52-page bill as it is with the Senate.
Right. Well, what that was a wish list for everything that many different interests wanted. I voted no. I don't think we need Sunday morning sales. I don't think we need sales on Christmas. That was in there in addition. However, it did pass. Now the governor has to decide.
What's your take on a bill going from 8 pages to 52 pages?
Well, that's the sort of thing that happens at the end of the year. Usually it happens in lame duck. But it did happen right before the break, and all the different interests come together and say, well, we have all 7 or 8 different bills here. Let's put them all together. And apparently some of the Senate agreed, and that's the way it came over.
Should they be embarrassed about that?
Well, you know, there's nothing improper about it, but I would prefer personally to debate each issue separately. That's the way I would handle it. And many of the things in the bill I could support. I simply couldn't would not support the sales on Sunday morning and Christmas Day.
Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virge Bonaro, for most of the year, has been eagerly touting a bold plan to solve Michigan's credit crisis. He wants to use taxpayer money to create a state-owned bank. What do you think about that?
I really don't think that's necessary. I think there's plenty of banks and credit unions and other sources of funds out there if you have a viable plan and for a business. So I think that I would not prefer that.
And I'm not trying to pitch you against Virge Bonaro, but I just have another Virge question, if you will. He'd like to reinstate the Michigan Promise Scholarship and restructure K-12 public school funding. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, we'd all like to have the Michigan Promise Scholarships out there. It's a good program. When there's money, there simply isn't the money right now. And you can't have programs like that when you don't have sufficient funds. So I think that's and Virge knows there's not enough money. Virge is using that as a political thing in a political year, and good luck to him with that. But I think the people of Michigan are not going to buy this sort of thing anymore. They know that we're in a crunch, and there's going to be changes, and everybody's very aware of it.
And, State Representative, I know that you have concerns about medical marijuana. The city of East Lansing is considering three different plans to enact. They're not sure where they're going to go. They're going to open it up to a public forum. One of them also contains information that would not allow the social clubs, and I know that you're all in favor of that.
Absolutely. I have a bill and it would ban the clubs or bars where you consume the product and then drive. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal right now. And so these clubs openly flaunt the law. There's no need for it. When the people of Michigan passed the medical marijuana law, most of them felt it would be used in your home if somebody was in great pain or some sort of disease where a doctor said you needed the product. I myself don't care if somebody uses it in their own home under a doctor's prescription. However, these clubs, like the one in Williamston, got way out of hand, openly selling it and people smoking and then getting back on their car or motorcycle and driving away. That's not safe to the public, and there's no reason for that.
And we've been talking with State Representative Rick Jones as he's on his way to Mason. Rick, thanks so much. We always enjoy talking with you.
Sure, anytime.